This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Americans are a trusting people, perhaps too trusting. That trust is about to be put to the test for roughly 15 million of us who handed over our DNA samples to genetic testing companies like 23andMe.
Send me your DNA and I'll tell you whether you're Lithuanian or Albanian or Nigerian, but what I really want is your DNA, and I'm going to sell that and the genetic information in the saliva sample that you send me to third parties.
But genetics testing has yielded undeniably positive results.
I kind of had to get it out of him, like, that potentially he's my brother. I basically just had to tell him that. It's amazing. He's visited me several times. And yeah, we have an awesome relationship. I'm so happy that I found out that he exists.
Welcome to the LA Local for Monday, March 24th, 2025, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your genetically modified host, Jonathan Service. Good to have you with us to kick off the week on this beautiful Southern California day. All right, I'm going to be upfront about today's episode. The LA Local is supposed to be focused on the news, events, attitudes, stylings of Southern California. And our story today isn't technically exclusively a Southern California story, but lots of people from our neck of the woods and across the world have used genetic testing services like 23andMe or Ancestry.com. And today we learned the privacy protections of the huge DNA databases collected by these companies are going to be put to the test. That's because 23andMe is going bankrupt. The company, which was once valued at over $6 billion, has been going downhill for a while now, and late on Sunday, 23andMe filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protections while its CEO abruptly quit. Folks working in the consumer protection space got panicky pretty quickly about the possibility of 23andMe auctioning off their huge DNA database. California's Attorney General Rob Bonta advised people to immediately log into 23andMe and delete their DNA profiles.
I've been very clear about the consumer protections that are in place here. Making folks aware of their rights and having knowledge of that is important. This is people's sensitive private information. Of course, it has information like date of birth and that is valuable to individuals. It's something that they want to know, but they may not want shared. And so in California, we believe that your private data is yours.
In California, consumers here have unique protections, and that's due to two acts, the Genetic Information Privacy Act and the California Consumer Privacy Act, both providing consumers with rights regarding their genetic data, including the right to delete data and revoke consent for its use. The concern here is that companies like 23andMe would sell their vast DNA databases to, say, a pharmaceutical company, use it for drug design, or a longevity company, or even share their DNA samples with the FBI or local police, which, by the way, has been done before. I talked with Arthur Kaplan, director of the Medical Ethics Division of New York University. He says he has not trusted 23andMe from the start.
Well, remember when they first began many years ago, they claimed that they were kind of a fun, I'm going to call it recreational genetics company. Learn about your ancestors, learn about your ethnic identity, small fee, often advertised as a great Christmas gift. I never trusted that. I haven't trusted it for a decade. To me, what the company was always doing was bait and switch, meaning send me your DNA and I'll tell you whether you're Lithuanian or Albanian or Nigerian, but what I really want is your DNA, and I'm going to sell that and the genetic information in the saliva sample that you send me to third parties. They waved their hands a little bit and said, oh, don't worry, we'll protect your privacy, but never got very explicit. They had a huge hack in, I believe, 2023, where the whole database was exposed and they clearly had not protected it. A lot of people got into that data.
Do you know if there's any kind of safeguards going forward as to what happens to this big database of DNA samples they have now? Like, so the company, let's say the company folds. I mean, Chapter 11 bankruptcy takes some time to play out, but ultimately it folds. Then what?
Well, first, if I had sent my DNA to them, I would try to get it out. In California, there is a state law that gives people the right to withdraw their information from any company like this. I would use that. That's the good news. The bad news, they're in the middle of bankruptcy. I don't know how many employees they got left. I don't know if there's anybody there to withdraw this information. You know, they've clearly downsized and they're clearly in deep trouble. So I hope they might honor that request, but I don't know. If they don't, or if it's slow, one of the things they'll clearly try to do is sell the company. And where the value is not in whether you're Albanian or Lithuanian or we're Lederhosen. It's the database, as it always has been, as I've been trying to warn people not to go there, not to use this company for many years. When they resell to another company, particularly one outside of California, which only is the only state that has a special genetic privacy law, all bets are off. That other company doesn't have to honor anything that 23andMe promised or said. That's just how it is today in the world of corporate mergers, private entities that hold databases. There's not very much in the way of federal or other state protection, so you could be at risk.
That's my other question. I mean, is there any consumer recourse over this at all? Especially at a time when we're, I hate to bring politics into this, but the Trump administration is trying mightily to, at the very least, defang and at the very worst, you know, completely eliminate the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which is kind of one federal resource that jumps to the front of my mind, somebody you would turn to. If you want it, you had a request, hey, trash my DNA, you know, honor the original contract, get rid of it, ASAP. Is anybody there to enforce that?
I don't see anybody federally available, willing. Everything's being downsized on the consumer protection front. So this is one of those areas where I think the private company that takes them over, the only protection you've got is the bankruptcy judge in a sale. If it works through a bankruptcy court saying you can buy this, but you cannot use identified information, the judge could make that a condition. Otherwise, I think the database is going to move, and the companies that want it, whether they want to market to you because you get migraines or try to use your data in research that a big pharma company might be interested in, boy, I think it's late innings to try and salvage your privacy here. If you're not involved with these companies beyond 23andMe, any of the other ones, I wouldn't be. I don't trust privacy protections at all. And it's clear that all these companies, well, I shouldn't say all of them, but there's a danger that all of them could be hacked. 23andMe was. I don't know the level of protection that the other genetic ancestry companies have, but I wouldn't want to test it.
So that's the downside of DNA testing companies. But there's a tremendous upside. After the break, we're going to hear from a woman who used Ancestry.com to make an amazing discovery, a half-brother who was completely unknown to her. All right, so let's take care of some business. Back with more of the LA Local for Monday, March 23rd, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. Be right back. Welcome back to the LA Local. I'm your host, Jonathan Service. The dangers of sharing your DNA with a big company like 23andMe seem clear enough, especially if that company descends into bankruptcy with a lot of uncertainty about the fate of your DNA samples and who's controlling them. But there are so many wonderful stories that have come from submitting DNA samples to genetic testing firms that maybe make the privacy concerns worth it. That's the story of Jackie, a Southern California native who submitted her DNA to Ancestry.com. And be clear here, not 23andMe, but Ancestry.com, which is not yet going bankrupt. She had no idea what was awaiting her. Explain the circumstances. Like, what led you to want to give your DNA over to Ancestry.com? What were you hoping to find? What did you think you might find?
Well, actually, my aunt bought it for me, the test, for my birthday. And I wasn't looking for anything, actually. I just thought it would be fun to do it. And
you had no expectations going into it.
Nothing. I had no idea what I was going to find. And I just thought, like, oh, it would be nice to see where my family comes from. I don't know.
So you do the process, and this involves, do you like literally kind of spit into a test tube? Is that as involved as it gets?
Mm-hmm. That's it. And then you send it in, and then you wait a few weeks, and then they get back to you with the results. And then you look at it and you see some of the family members that you expected to be on there, like my grandma, my aunt, my uncle, my one of my half sisters was on there, and a couple cousins that I knew had done it. And then I see some people I don't know who their names are. And one of them came up as a close relative. And it was super confusing because he's same relation to me as my half-sister, my uncle, my aunt, all the same amount of DNA, 25% shared. My dad passed away in 2019, so 2 years before this happened. And so I couldn't ask him about it. And so his brother, my uncle, I texted him and I said, have you ever heard of this person? And he said, no.
Does Ancestry.com give you any kind of tools or resources to reach out to somebody that you might match with?
Yes. So I found the chat to be able to chat with someone. So I started messaging him because I had this was the only way for me to find out who he was. And I messaged him and I told him, like, we share a lot of DNA, 25%. And I asked him if he knew, because I was thinking maybe he doesn't know who his dad is. Maybe he's my brother. And so I asked him, and he told me that his mom was adopted and that he had never met his dad and that she just told him it was some other person. Then I kind of had to get it out of him, like, that potentially he's my brother. I basically just had to tell him that without trying to, like, really mess him up. I guess he had done the DNA because his mom was adopted. So he was trying to find out who people on his mom's side were.
Okay. So I'm going to jump forward in the process, but it shows you the benefit of a service like this. You both are simply looking to fill in some question marks, right? I mean, like, kind of connect the dots over some possible hazy past history, which in big families, I have to imagine, is pretty common. And then you end up finding your half-brother.
Yeah, and I had no idea. And now I'm thinking my dad, well, he thought he couldn't have kids until I was born. And we're finding out he had a kid before that. So now I'm afraid, like, how does he have other kids? I check it. Actually, I check it often to see if anybody else pops up sometimes, to be honest.
Oh, so you even go. So it's like an ongoing registry thing. You keep.
Yeah,
going back
you
and
can
checking.
Sign in and you can look and see if other family members take the test, it'll show up on your DNA.
And then what's your relationship like now with your new half brother?
Oh, it's amazing. He's visited me several times. We have an awesome relationship. I'm so happy that I found out that he exists.
So this is an amazing story and shows you the power of this and the potential of this kind of service. Now, so 23andMe, which is not Ancestry.com, but, you know, very similar concept of giving over DNA samples, and they trace down your family lineage and perhaps connect you with some long-lost family members. I mean, they're going bankrupt. There's big questions about what's going to happen to that DNA database of several million people. Is there any concerns that you have about privacy protections of your DNA sample? I just want to juxtapose this to the concerns around 23andMe right now, because your use of Ancestry.com brought you this amazing gift. Do you ever worry about privacy stuff?
I'm not worried about it, no. I don't know why. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. You can choose to have it destroyed after you take it. You can choose that.
And this is what's coming up with the 23andMe bankruptcy right now, is you trust them to get rid of it, to trash the DNA sample without sharing it with any third parties.
I mean, I do. I don't know if I should, but I do. Yeah, I do.
Maybe the trade-offs of sacrificing some privacy are worth the opportunity to learn more about your family's history. And let's be honest, we've been handing over bigger chunks of our financial and consumer privacy to big corporations and the government for years. So the debate goes on. But in the meantime, thank you to Jackie for being so vulnerable and telling us your story of finding your half-brother. And thank you, Dr. Art Kaplan at NYU, for some hard truths about the privacy policies of all these companies. This has been the Monday edition of the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 14 dealerships at lacarguy.com. Hope the beautiful weather out there made you forget it's a Monday. Thanks for joining us. See you tomorrow.